And lots of you are getting in touch about our next guest, Kath Irvine, our resident gardener, who is in with us now. Any questions, of course, 22101 or saturday at rnz.co.nz. This morning we're talking about asparagus, but kind of before then even, what to do, how to prep to bag a bumper crop, whether you've already got a patch on the go or whether you want to plant one. Kath is in with us now. Kia ora, how are you?
Good morning. Very well, thanks, Susie.
Good.
Think it's a lovely segue from the last guest, because of course the road to freedom is to grow your own food.
I suppose it is, yeah, absolutely.
It is, yeah, absolutely.
Now, asparagus though, I have never tried to grow asparagus. I've heard it's very difficult. Is it?
No, it's not difficult. The thing is that you have to get your mindset right first, because it's a perennial crop and it takes patience. And the patience is where everyone falls over. They dip out. People just like, oh, see asparagus in the garden centre, rush home, plant it in, and it doesn't work. So
yeah,
we
that
have
would
to be
me.
Patient.
Yeah.
Yeah, and nearly everybody. So because it's, you know, it's a very exciting thought. So you just want to go in and do it. The trick is to prepare your ground. And before you prepare your ground, you actually just need to take a minute to understand, what does asparagus need? And wild asparagus is a good, you know, pointer, points us in the right direction. So where does that grow? So it grows in dunes and lowlands, mostly around the coast and mostly around drier places. And that's our first clue. Drainage is absolutely essential. So if you're choosing a spot, you've got to make sure that it's well drained. And if you live somewhere, because it's a spring crop too, we want to think, how is our ground in springtime? And if in springtime, there's an awful lot of people who have heavy clay and it's very wet in spring, you're definitely going to want to go up, and you're definitely going to want to make a raised bed in that scenario. So really choose your spot well, and you want to think about that timing. So asparagus is rising in spring, mid-spring, generally mid-late spring, depending on where you are. And so you want to think, you want to find a spot at that time of year that's got really good sun. And then you go about and create good drainage. And it's a perennial, so it's going to be there. And if you prepare it well, you've got 20 years of, you know, picking asparagus. So how do you prepare it? You're going to go up. People think, oh, it needs free drainage and I'm on heavy clay, so I'll add sand. Well, really, what you create then is kind of like cement. Your best bet to drainage is to elevate and to add organic matter to your soil, and homemade compost, of course, I'm going to say that is the very best, because as you build humus and improve your clay, you improve drainage far better than adding sand. If you are on heavy clay, then I would always start the bed by aerating, using something like just your garden fork, sliding it in. Although if you're on heavy clay, you just want to own one of those cool forksters that Crafty Gatherer makes, something like that, with the really long tines that you can slide in. So it's very different to digging. You just slide it in, push it in, pull it back, and you're just cracking it open and getting that much needed air into there. Then you start layering up on top of that with loads of organic matter. And seaweed, we've already nodded to the fact that asparagus is home is in that more marine type environment, silty, sandy. Seaweed is brilliant if you have seaweed. Very well rotten manure is another good one, but well rotten, not fresh. And rotten hay or broken down hays, those kind of things, make a lovely big stack of organic matter at this time of year and let it rot right down. And then in spring, when your local asparagus grower or someone local-ish to you that grows asparagus is selling crowns of asparagus, pop off to the farm and grab a whole lot, and your bed is all ready to go. Brilliant, best preparation ever. I should also actually say, because it's a perennial and because it has a really fibrous root system, you really get rid of any pernicious weeds first. And by pernicious, I mean the really hard dug-in ones, like, you know, buttercup and dock, if you're, you know, whatever it is at your place, really clean those out first, because you don't want to be managing them afterwards. So
what about
as far as,
if you've got some of the plant, should you worry when you're putting all your organic matter on the top about covering it over?
Not at all. Those spears, they They're like little drills. They just come up through. So let's talk about for those of you that actually have an established bed already, what you want to be doing now, because the stuff that you do now is the stuff that's gonna that's how you get a really good spring crop, is the bits that you do now to it. And it might not be actually exactly now for you, depending on where you are, because if you're in a warmer climate, right now your asparagus ferns, because that's what they do, they grow the spears, and then when the spears finish, in early summer usually, they head off and create these beautiful big ferns. And they are very flippy floppy. How I manage them through the season is I just bang short bits of bamboo or something around, and just run a string line, and just to hold them up so they don't get in my way and drive me nuts while I'm gardening about the place. These will start to die off as the cold hits. So for you, if you're warmer, they may still be green. Don't worry, just give them time and wait. You've still got, time. As soon as they've gone completely brown, which will, be in winter sometime, just sort of break them off. They just break off, pull them off to the side. At that point, there's a nice opportunity to clear away any weeds. Way better to do it now, because asparagus is so breaky. When the new spears are coming through, you really don't want to be weeding around it, because you knock them off so easily. So clear off any weeds that are in there, and then make a lovely stack of organic matter in order to prepare it for the next season, which will be next spring. And of course, after that, mulch it. And I use the that's where the asparagus spears come back in for me. I mix it through a lovely homemade mulch, and because it's a perennial, I'd favour a mulch that is erring more towards dry stuff. So I wouldn't be mixing fresh grass clippings through my asparagus mulch, for instance. I'd be using more haze, or even some lovely mixed woody chip, or the arborist chip, which is actually the chip that comes from around the outside of the tree, rather than the heavy wood type chip. Yeah, so that's pretty much your asparagus maintenance. So there's nothing difficult in there, is there, Susie? People think it's difficult, but I think it's just the fact that it's just that rushing in. So take your time to choose the spot well. And if on listening to this, you think, oh gosh, I've chosen a really bad spot, you can move asparagus too. So yeah, you can easily move an established spot if you've put it somewhere not so great.
Quite a few questions coming in on asparagus. This one's a little bit, I suppose it's perhaps further down the line than prepping the bed, but it's an interesting question in from Derek in Gisburn this morning, saying he has a well-established asparagus bed. It's been there for 6 years in a 3 by 1 meter raised bed. So, like you're saying, raised bed can be a good one. We regularly have arguments as to when to stop picking the stems. Derek says his theory is that the stems will get thinner if I pick too long and weaken the plant. Is that fair to say that they will get thinner and thinner?
It's like everything in the garden, Susie. It really is a unique relationship to your place as to how the plant behaves. So you just need to watch it. You need to watch it roll out. And he's absolutely right that those nice fat spears, once they stop producing those nice fat spears, that you start erring off picking. And I think listening to yourself in that regard is really your best, rather than me trying to give you an exact timeline. It's going to depend on your parent soil. It's going to depend on your drainage, because you're wanting to support the perennial to keep on going. So at times you have to make those tough parenting calls. Right, we're gonna stop, and we're gonna stop now and give it a rest, because really you've only got, it's a short season. It's a very short season crop, so you've only got 6 weeks of cropping in
Is
front of you.
another question actually is there any way to extend that harvesting season?
No, not that I know of. And I think Well, no, don't let me say no. That's bad of me to say. That's bad of me to say no because it's not definitive. I guess I don't know if there's any variety, different varieties that you could that lean on that do that. I'm sure an asparagus grower will know that one.
But I guess there's
But
nothing, certainly at this stage of the game, when you're prepping the bed that you could do that might extend your
well, it
picking
will because
season.
the better preparation you do now, like once the well, not now, but once the spears have all died off, the better you prepare it and look after it now, the better you're setting it up for good cropping later on in your springtime. And it yeah, it's a short season crop anyway. I mean, look, we've gotten used to this whole idea of having everything available all year round because they stuff flies in from all over the place. And asparagus is an amazing food, but it's also a very strong food. I don't know that it's actually that great to eat things. I love the thought of here's the season, it's very special, and really enjoy it and make the most of it. And then when it's done, it's done. And you know, and that's the joy of being a home gardener,
Sure
you
is.
know. Yeah, you get these little seasonal treats all year round. Yeah.
Fantastic. Hey, thanks so much. Lovely to talk to you as always. Kath Irvine there, our resident gardener. Her website is ediblebackyard.co.nz if you want to look for any further information on asparagus or indeed on a whole bunch of things, all sorts of things that you can have in your own edible backyard. You'll